Trump's lawsuit asks justices to throw out more than 220,000 absentee ballots cast in Dane and Milwaukee counties. Those include more than 170,000 who voted in person before Election Day. They also include nearly 30,000 ballots from voters who said they were indefinitely confined, and more than 17,000 from people who delivered their absentee ballots to poll workers during Madison's Democracy in the Park events. While clerks followed guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission when they accepted the ballots, the Trump campaign argues that guidance ran contrary to state law. Attorney General Josh Call, who's defending the state, said in a statement that the case sought to establish a two-tiered system for votes cast in the presidential election, with voters in two counties subject to stricter rules than citizens in the rest of the state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.